because somebody talked to me.
Hello.
Hello.
Local or from out of town?
Local.
Fantastic. Happy Hemp Fest.
Happy Hemp Fest.
Having a good time?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Does it feel any different because it's legal?
Not for me.
What? Not really?
Not for me.
No.
Yeah. Same old, same old.
Yeah. Medical patients. So,
oh,
you know.
I see.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, everything's going well then.
Oh, it's glorious.
It was a great day. Everybody's wonderful, in a good mood. Yeah. It's the best festival.
And you have cops that give you Doritos. What else could you ask for?
Absolutely.
We got our bag of Doritos.
You did? Can I see?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you haven't got to read this?
I was filming one guy.
We were volunteering up front at the front gate, so they handed them out to us.
Okay, Doritos, nacho cheese, hamsters. Get this up here. We thought you might be hungry. We also thought now might be a good time for a refresher on the do's and don'ts of I-502. Don't drive while high. Don't give, sell, or shotgun weed to people under 21. Shotgun. Cops can use shotgun. That's nice. Don't use pot in public. You can be cited, but we'd rather give you a warning. Do listen to The Dark Side of the Moon at a reasonable volume. Do enjoy Hemp Fest. You might have to explain that to some of these younger kids.
I'm from the 70s. She asked me what shotgunning was. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, well, yeah.
Back in my day, we used to smoke out of a lid. We had a lid. You kids don't even know what a lid is anymore.
Oh, when I moved to Washington 24 years ago and my nephew was going to UW, and I'm like, can you get me some weed? And he goes, well, how many grams do you want? I'm like, I don't want coke. I want weed. I had never heard it called that till I moved here in Louisiana.
Grams of weed, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you got a lid, you got an ounce, you got a half ounce. Of course, if you got one and you got caught, you went to the big house for your entire life.
So you're originally from the South?
I am.
I have a lot of friends up here from Alabama, from Florida, from where else? North Carolina, from Georgia, who are all over, just down there past the main stage.
Yeah. But I was born in Nashville, Tennessee. But
right on. And you? Local? Native?
I've been here for a long time, but I grew up on the Oregon coast.
Ah, Portland, Oregon, myself.
So Band in Oregon.
Fantastic. And look who's
you're from Idaho, though.
Look who's just standing
here. I remember you. Hey, Portland, Russ, how you doing?
Yes, I'm originally from Nampa, Idaho, which is in the conservative county in Idaho. Think about that for a second.
They're all conservative.
Yeah, that's like the sauna in hell.
Yeah, I was just looking in the newspaper. They've got some big fires going on.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot of that.
I hope you're right.
From Boise to Ketchum.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, nice talking to you. This will be Radical Russ on YouTube.
Russ is multitasking now.
Yes.
So, and he can do it so well. I mean, this is that's way way more organized than me. Sí, pásame uno también.
Oh.
Yeah. Venga. Thank you. Well, cool.
Safety driver, he does
YouTube. Here's my favorite part of this job. The salary sucks. The fringe benefits kick ass. Thank you, my man.
Okay, so you're doing yourself. I see.
Thank you, man. And you know, have you been to our booth yet? We're just past the main stage. You'll see oil slick, handmade, and we're all hanging out there. Let me have it. We'll get you down. All right, man. So, there we go. That's not so bad.
Great prize.
Yes, not so bad. So Jorge, what's happening? Are you staying in the States for a while?
I'll be in America for a few months this year. I'll spend most of the time in California. I just came up through Oregon and then yesterday to Washington State. Came to the Hemp Fest 2013, 22nd year. I can't believe it's 22 years since it started. That's quite a deal. And it's bigger than ever in the first official state that has legalized cannabis for everybody.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. And although this has always been a pretty accepting place of cannabis use.
Always.
Still, to me, it feels different just because everybody knows that it's like no more a whispered secret.
Exactly. People, oh gosh, look at this. This is lovely.
This is Hemp Fest at its best, folks.
That's, what's her first name? Courtney.
Yes.
Dr. Courtney's family, daughter and wife. Yeah. And then the other little kid was laying down.
Right.
Kind of snoozing there, having a good time.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so there's an incredible amount of people here. I haven't heard anything about the attendance, but it looks like it's much, much bigger than last year.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I've got to get to the Hemposium.
Okay.
It's nice to see you, Jorge.
Okay, talk to you soon.
We're down at the booth that's got Oil Slick and Handmade. It's right past
the
main
stage. I saw that on the thing. Do you know Stinkbud?
Sounds familiar. I don't know if I'd be able to pick him out.
I was looking for him if he's around.
I'll let him know.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much.